The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 112, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 24, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Vishnu Shakti Para Proktya Ketrogya Kha Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Tritiya Shakti Risha. So we are discussing other night about the three principal energies of the Supreme Personality of God. There are multi-energies. Prasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate Sabhaviti Jnana Balakriyacha. From Shruti we understand that the Supreme Lord is full of potencies. Even we are a small particle of the Supreme Lord, still we are full of potencies. Just like you save today and tomorrow morning, by your own potency, the hair has again grown. We see actually things are happening. How it is happening, that we do know, even in our body. But it is a fact, it is happening, things are happening. That means due to my potency. As soon as I leave this body, there will be no more hair growth. The potency is gone. So, as we are a small particle, mami mangsa jiva bhuta, jiva, the living entity is a very small particle, 1/10,000 part of the top point of hair. Kesagra satabhagasya satadhakulitasya. So, such a small particle, atomic particle of the Supreme Lord has got so much potencies. We see different varieties of life, different intelligence all over the world. What is that? Potency. So if we have got so much potencies, just imagine what Krishna, the Supreme Person, has got potency. So he has got potencies. He is not nishakti. He has got shakti. Parasa shakti, vividhaiva sriyate. Savabhiki jnanabhaya. Everything is happening on account of his potency, just like in your body. So many things are happening on account of potency. Similarly, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, His potencies are working. Everything is happening. The tree is coming out, the fruit is coming out, the flower is coming out, the collar is painted, everything. Sabhaviki jnana balakriya. So, natasya karyam karanancha vidyate. He hasn't got to do anything. Personality. But his potencies are acting. Natasya kajam karananti vidyate. Natasya shama udhikasya dishyate. Nobody can be equal to him or greater than him. Shama asama urdha. In the Bhagavad Gita it is explained that Krishna is asama urdha. Nobody is greater than him and nobody is equal to him. So anyone who is claiming equal to him, they are less intelligent, they have no intelligence. Asamaud. Natasya sama. Nobody is equal to him. Neither urdhva. Krishna said, matta parataram nanya. Nobody is greater than me. Therefore God is great. If somebody is equal to him, or greater than him, then he is not God. God is Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarva Karana Karana. He is the original cause of everything. So he has got, he is working, the whole cosmic manifestation is exhibited by his potency. That is described here. Vishnu Shakti Parapraukta. That is spiritual potency. Originally, the God's potency, Krishna's potency, Chit Shakti, Sat Chit, Ananda. God is Sat, eternal, Chit, full of knowledge, and Anandamaya. Anandamaya Vyasat. You will never see Krishna Nirananamaya. Even if he is killing a demon, he is smiling. That is also ananda. So, the potencies of God, Krishna, Vishnu, Vishnu Shakti Para, they are not these ordinary potencies, material potency, spiritual potency. Vishnu Shakti Para Prakta, Khetragya. Khetragya means jiva. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetra Khetragya. The living soul is Khetragya and his body is Khetra. Khetra Khetragya Jnana Jat Jnanam Tat Jnanam Vatam. If anyone understands what is this Khetra and Khetragya and what is their relationship, Khetra Khetragya Jnanam, that is Jnana. Not this material guy, that is spiritual guy. So, Khetragya kya tatha para. As God's potency is para, para and apara, originally everything is para. And apara means forgetfulness. This material world, we forget Krishna. Therefore it is called apara. But there is another para, that is spiritual potency. There is no forgetfulness of Krishna. Everyone is Krishna conscious. So if you become Krishna conscious, then immediately you become para. Khetragya akhya tatha para. Immediately become para. Otherwise, you remain in the apara. Bhumi Ravana Lobayu, this material contamination. Khetragya kya tatha para. Then what is this material potency? That is explained. Avidya, karma sangya, anya, tritya shakti rishate. In between, or besides this, para and apara, there is another shakti. That is avidya, ignorance. Darkness, avidya karma sangha. And in this potency, everyone has to work karma sangha. Without working, nobody can live here. You have to work. It is said that the lion is supposed to be the biggest animal, very powerful. So, it is said in Hitopadesha, Nahi suptasya singasya pravishanti mukhe mriga. Even if one is lion, if he thinks I am lion, let me sleep and the prey will automatically come within my mouth. No. That is not true. You have to work. Anyone, whatever you may be, you have to work. Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, sarira jatra pite na prasiddhe takarmana. This material world means everyone has to work. Otherwise he cannot live. Therefore it is called karma sangya. Karma sangya. Anya. And avidya. if I am part and parcel of Krishna, and Krishna natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, if Krishna has nothing to do, then I am also part and parcel, I will also have nothing to do. Everything will be there, present. But that is our real constitutional position. We don't require to work. Everything is there for my enjoyment. But because we are now in this avidya, ignorance, this material darkness, therefore I have to work. Avidya karma sangha. Karma is meant for this materialistic person. Bhakta does not require to take to karma. Karma, jnana, yoga, nothing. These are all material. Karma, jnana, yoga, and bhakti. There are four primary principles for spiritual realization. So, out of the four, karma, jnana, and yoga, they are all material. But bhakti is not material, that is spiritual. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta nishkam atayev shanta. If you want shanti, then you have to become a devotee. Otherwise, jayatma asam prasidati, sabai pumshana paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokkaji, ohoituki aprasihata, jayatma asam prasidati. If you actually want peacefulness of your atma, then you have to learn bhakti adhokkaji. And this action cannot be checked. Of ahituki, if your bhakti is pure, without any motive. Bhakti means without any motive. Annavilasita sunnam, jnana-karmad-anabhritam, anukullena-krishnanusilanam bhakti-hrittama. Bhakti has no adulteration. Simple, pure. Simply, I shall carry out the order of Krishna, as Arjuna did. That is pure devotion. He is not under the resultant action, anasrita karma phalam, karjam karma karoti. One who does not expect the resultant action. For me, they are very much careful about getting the resultant action. I am working so hard, I must have some material profit. That is karmi. Everyone in this material world, they are working so hard. Why? For some material profit. Therefore, they are asanta. Bhukti. Bhukti means sense enjoyment. So, bhukti, mukti and siddhi, this is karmi, jnani, yogi. The karmi is, they are expecting some good result. Material result. Sense enjoyment. That is karmi. And jnani, he is thinking that material result has no profit. I have tried for it, but I could not get any profit out of it. Ghatila janya, satsanga chhari kaino asate bilas, te karane lagila mor karma bandha phas. So, jnani means, when he understands, by acting on for fruitive result, actually I have not gained anything. That is jnani. One cannot get actually any good result. That is not possible. That is ajnana. So jnani means one who understands that we cannot get any good result by this karma. So let me become one with God. That is, he does not know that is higher expectation. The kormis are trying to become a big man, a big very honorable man in the society, or minister, or president, but when he is baffled, this is also wanting something, kormi. A jnani, he wants to stop the small business, he wants to become one with God. There is more dangerous expectation. So that is jnani. So they also cannot get peace, because there is demand. Kormis, they want something material, and jnanis, they tries to become one with the Supreme. Ekattam. Ekattam meaning we make differently. But the jnanis, sahajya mukti, to become one with God. So they cannot be happy also, because there is want. The kormis, they have got want. They want something. And here also there is want. A different type of want. Kormi wants some material leisure, immediate sense gratification. And here is also sense gratification. He is expecting something impossible. I want to become one with God. So they cannot also get peace. That is not possible. And yogi, they also wanting something. Siddhi, astra-siddhi. Anima, lagima, gurima, prapti, siddhi, isita, bhasita. There are eight kinds of siddhis. The yogis want to get these siddhis and declare that he has become God. The same, like the jnani. People are hankering after, if some yogi, some play some yogic prakriya, magic, here is God. He does not see the wonderful magic which is going on throughout the whole universe. A simple magic captivates them. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita kar therefore says, bhukti mukti siddhi kame sakali asanta. They cannot get peace. That is not possible. Krishna bhakta nishkam. Krishna bhakta, he doesn't want anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at least teaches us. And that is the anna vilasita sunnam. Zero. No vilas. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana karmadana britam. In the platform of jnana, there is demand. I shall become one with God. And karma, there is demand. I must have the highest form of material happiness. Therefore, jnana karma anabritam, without any tinge of jnana and karma, anna vilasita sunnam, all material desires made zero, sunnam. Then I become zero? No, that is your purity. When you are not contaminated by jnana karma yoga, that is your purity. And that purity, anukullena krishna anusilanam, simply always be ready to serve Krishna. Serve Krishna. Now where is Krishna? Yes, Krishna is there. You can serve. Krishna is present before you in his sound representation, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is absolute, and his words, what he has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, they are the same. Krishna's words and Krishna, they are not different. The material world means my words and me, we are different. But in the spiritual world, the words, the name, the form, the pastimes of Krishna, they are as good as Krishna. Therefore, if you discuss on the instruction of Krishna, like Bhagavad Gita, then you are immediately in touch with Krishna. Abhinnatyat nama navin. There is no difference. Anukullena Krishna anusilanam. If you want to abide by the orders of Krishna, anusilanam, Anusilavana means cultivation. The words are there. The words are not different from Krishna. So as soon as you take the words as it is, immediately associate with Krishna. Otherwise, you take the instruction of Guru, representative of Krishna. If you can please your Guru, Jasap Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasad. If you can please his representative, then you please him. So in this way, Krishnanusilanam, that is our duty. Anukullena, anukul, not pratikul. There are two ways of acting, anukul and pratikul. If you act as I desire, that is anukul. And if you act what I don't desire, that is pratikul. So Krishna consciousness must be anukul according to the desire of Krishna, as it is confirmed by Guru. That is anukul, favorable. And if you act whimsically, which Krishna does not desire, or the Guru does not desire, then it is pratikul. So anukullena Krishna anusilanam, that is bhakti. So here it is said, avidya karma sangha anna tritiya shakti rishyate. This material energy is full of ignorance, avidya, and karma sangha. Here you have to work hard. But if you become devotee, then there is no need of working hard. Yoga khemam vahami aham. Then Krishna takes charge. Krishna takes charge of. Krishna has taken charge of everyone. But especially, jyotu bhajanti mam tritya tesu te mahi. Those are devotees. For them special care. Here we are careless. Nobody is taking, the materialistic person, they are working in their own capacity, that I shall become happy in this way, I shall become happy in this way, and therefore entangling, committing so many sinful activities, and he is not becoming happy, more and more unhappy. Karma bandha. Nartam Das Thakur says, Satasanga chari kainu, asate bilas, te karane lagila mor karma bandha phas. If we don't take to Krishna consciousness, if we act independently, then the result will be that we shall be entangled in the laws of karma. Laws of karma means karmanadayo netrena jantar deho upapatti. By karma, we are creating another body, next body. That we do not know. Karma, according to my karma, karmana daivanatra, supervised, decided by the higher authorities. You have done like this, you must get this body. Automatically. Automatically. Karanam gunasangasya sadasat janma junishu. Everything is going on. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmanani. If you don't like or like, it doesn't matter. If you have infected some disease which you don't like, that will not save you because you don't like. You must have to suffer from that disease. That is the law of nature. But that we do not know. We are acting independently. That is not possible. Therefore it is called avidya. Avidya means rascal. They are acting independently without knowing that there is overseer, there is the supreme seer. He is sitting within your heart. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishtati. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantarurani maya. Now Ishara is seeing. You cannot do anything secretly. That is not possible. He is saying, according to your karma, the next body is offered. Karmana daivanatrena. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesha. He is saying, he is witnessed. Anumanta upadrashtya. He is seeing everything. Upadrashtya. So he is asking the material nature. Now this living entity wanted to act like this, so give him this body. Daivanetrena. So you'll get a body. Jantra. This body is jantra. Machine. You are set down on a machine. And Brahma and Sarvabhutani, sometimes you are in nice bodies. Nothing is nice, but everybody will die. So there cannot be anything nice. It may be the duration of life little more. A dog's duration of life less than man's duration of life. That may be. But nobody is going to live forever. That is not possible. So, this is anitta, this body, daivanetrena, by the order, prakriti, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam nirdeshe arjuna tisthati, brahmayan sarva-bhutani. Sarva-bhutani, all living entities are wondering. Wondering not only here, there are so many planets, so many up and down situations. So we are wondering within this universe, within this material world, sometimes in good body, sometimes in bad body. This is our life. Avidya, karma sangha, anya, under the influence of this material energy, on account of our ignorance, we are submitted to the laws of material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvas, ahankara vimura. Yes. He's thinking, I am independent, I am now this, I am now that. Avidya karma sangha, brahman sarva bhutani, everything you'll find this. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas, ahankara vimura. This ahankara, that I am independent, this ahankara is making you obliged to accept different types of body in different condition of life within the universe. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabhadana avatar. This is very, very kind incarnation. Rupa Goswami accepted him. No more Mahabhadana. Krishna Prema Pradaya. So, he teaches, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev. Under this avidya karma sangha, titya shakti, material energy, we are wandering throughout the whole universe. This child should be moved. So, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagavan jeev. So, one who takes Krishna consciousness, Bhagavanji, not the good Bhagavanji, Mandasumandamatayumandabhagya, those who are unfortunate, they cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kono Bhagavanji. Kono means somebody. That is also not all. That is confirmed by Krishna. Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddha. Out of many, many millions of persons, one wants to become perfect or Bhagavan. And jatatama visiddhyanam kaschid vettimam tattat. So, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says the same thing. Kono bhagavaneji, not always, not the mandabhagya, so Bhagavan. Ei rupe brahmanda bhamite kono bhagavaneji, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Guru and Krishna. Two persons favor. Guru and Krishna. So Krishna is asking to become a guru, everyone. Everyone become a guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Amar agyai guru haiya, taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaha Krishna upadesha. Amar agyai guru haiya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabhadana avatar, most magnificent incarnation, to reclaim all the fallen souls. Eirupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagwanji. So, the Guru's business is to make everyone a bhagwan, fortunate. That is Guru's business. The Guru's business is that form of sympathetic, that one can give Krishna consciousness if he is fortunate. The Guru's labor, Guru's activity is how to make people fortunate. That is what. Because without being fortunate, one cannot understand Krishna. And without Krishna consciousness, he cannot be relieved from this avidya karma sangha shakti, material nature. Therefore, it is the business of Guru to make everyone fortunate. So, how he can make everyone fortunate? That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that amaragyai guru hoya. You follow the principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. First of all, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakti. You just take their mercy, then you become guru. And then what is your business? The business is jare dakho tare kaho Krishna mulu. So, then, Guru Krishna, Guru makes the people fortunate, and then the people become Krishna conscious, and then he becomes fortunate. This is the process of Krishna consciousness movement. Everyone is advised to become Guru, especially those who are born in India. They can easily take the Krishna consciousness movement, because in the blood there is Krishna consciousness on account of taking birth in this holy land of Bharatvarsha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila ja, janma sarthakari karo paropaka. This is the business. So every Indian is expected to take this Krishna consciousness movement and spread it outside India. There are many people who are hankering after it. It is the duty of every Indian to, first of all, get himself out of these clutches of avidya karma sangha, ignorance, and whole day and night working like hogs and dogs. One has to become free from these clutches of maya. Then he must undergo tapasya. There is no difficulty. This tapasya is that we have to give up the four principles: no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. This is tapasya. It is not that you have to go to the forest or Himalayan mountain and enter into a cave and praise your nose and no, that is not possible. You simply practice wherever you are. You simply practice this tapasya. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meeting. Then you become perfect. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddheta satka. This tapasya, can we do that? We can do it very easily. It is not said no sex, but no illicit sex. That is very simple. Therefore, one has to get himself married. That is allowed. But no illicit sex. No meat eating. Why one should eat meat? There are so many nice things given by Krishna. So many fruits, so many nice food grains. We can eat many palatable dishes mixed with milk. Get milk from the cows. Therefore Krishna advises, go raksha. Without milk, you will eat all rubbish things like hogs and dogs, and your life will be spoiled. Everything is there, practical. But our avidya, on account of our ignorance, foolishness, rascalism, we are avoiding this is Krishna-pade and suffering. Be safe from suffering and be happy by Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.